News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Red warnings from the Met Office in the UK. Record temperatures across Europe. We'll get an update on how it looks across the block. We'll start in the south in Spain, where we're joined by freelance journalist in Madrid, Graham Keely. Graham, what's the situation there?
Well, it's the third day of the first heat wave of the summer, and temperatures are predicted to reach at least 41 in the Basque Country today. This is a slight reduction, believe it or not, from yesterday. We have the sad news of two people having died in from the heat wave, an elderly person in the Basque Country in the north, and a 68-year-old down in the south in Almeria. 14 of the 17 regions in Spain are on high alert for the heat.
And is there much that people can do while on high alert?
Absolutely. They can try and avoid any physical exercise, especially in the middle of the day. Keep drinking, even if you're not thirsty, and try to keep people at risk, that's elderly people or young children, out of the reach of the high temperatures in the sun. Common sense measures really like this.
Graham, thank you very much. Graham Keely reporting first there from Madrid. And we were speaking earlier this week to Lara Marlowe, who was describing the situation in Paris and how the high temperatures were feeding into culture wars about whether or not air conditioning was appropriate. Lara, to some extent, the people in Spain may be used to temperatures nudging in this kind of direction. For Paris, it must be miserable.
It is miserable, although people are getting more used to it. The last summer was very, very hot. There were an estimated 5,700 people died of heat waves last summer, and this summer is likely to be worse. Yesterday was the hottest day on record in France. It got up to 44.
The hottest day ever?
Yeah, since they have been taking records, which I believe is in the 1947, they started taking records. Yes. Tuesday was the hottest day on record. The average temperature in France was just under 30 degrees, but it reached on the West Coast, which is the worst hit, 44.6 degrees in Bordeaux. That's, for those of you who remember Fahrenheit, over 112 degrees Fahrenheit in Bordeaux. It's really bad. They've invented a new color. You know, they have these warnings, orange alert, red alert, and so on. Now there's purple alert, which is over 40 degrees. And much of France today will hit 40, 41, 42, 43 degrees. At least 40 people have died drowning because people are just throwing themselves into rivers and reservoirs, places that are unsupervised for swimming. And obviously, the more people who go swimming, the more people drown. Three elderly people died in their homes in Bordeaux at the weekend. On Monday, there were two children aged 2 and 4 found dead in the family car in Carpentras in the south. So this is very serious. It's very bad.
And what, if anything, is the state or national response, Lara?
A lot of hand-wringing, a lot of recriminations. The Minister for Ecology was just on radio this morning for the first time in the year since she was appointed, and she's being accused of doing nothing. I mean, the local governments do things like have air-conditioned rooms for elderly people. I know in Brittany, they're calling the homes of elderly people to see if they're okay. The problem is there's so many advertising phone calls that a lot of people won't answer their telephones anymore, so that's not really working. They're closing the Eiffel Tower early for tourists. They're closing it at 4 p.m. instead of at after midnight, as it usually closes. They're closing the Louvre also at 4 p.m. because the heat accumulates throughout the day and reaches its peak around 4 or 5 in the afternoon.
Wow.
There's power shortages. There was a nuclear power plant had to be shut down in the southwest because the temperature of the river got up to 28 degrees, and you're not supposed to, you know, that's supposed to cool the power plant, so they had to shut it down. There's 68,000 people without electricity in Brittany just because a transformer blew a fuse or something. That's supposed to be fixed today. Transport has been very seriously affected, and it's the worst news to me today is they're saying this could last until Bastille Day. This could last into mid-July, until July 14th.
It's extraordinary stuff. Lara, thank you so much. Lara Marlow there from Paris, and the kind of impacts on things like infrastructure being felt in other places around the EU and Europe. Enda Brady is with us from London, where transport is among the things that have been impacted, while London roasts. Very hot temperatures, Enda.
Yeah, good morning, Anton. Thanks for having me. Look, today will be a record-breaking day across the UK. The temperature to look out for, 35.6 Celsius. It has stood since June 1976, and that is going to get smashed today. They reckon it could hit 39 today, topping out at possibly 40 Celsius tomorrow in parts of the south of England. So what has really struck me the last few days of this heat wave, and it is a second heat wave of the summer in the United Kingdom already, and we're not out of June, as much as people are struggling to cope here, the infrastructure is really struggling to cope. Trains being cancelled, delays, the tube was just oppressively hot yesterday, and there weren't that many of them. You know, there was a lot of people waiting a long time on congested platforms because the tube system simply couldn't put on the trains it needed because the tracks were just too hot.
And the Met Office giving multiple red warnings, very unusual to see red weather warnings for temperature in the UK.
Yeah, you hardly ever get these. So red means weather, extreme weather with a risk to life. So we've seen similar situations really in terms of drownings, not the numbers that the French have tragically had this week with 40 people drowning in France. The last heat wave that there was just a few weeks ago, 18 people drowned in 1 week across the UK. So there are warnings today for people to, you know, stay clear of reservoirs and lakes and places that you should not be swimming where there are no lifeguards. A lot of people are working from home today, and the message from the transport bosses really is that, you know, if you don't need to use public transport, stay off it. I think they're just trying to manage numbers. But Britain is in for two swelteringly hot days.
Enda, thank you very much. Enda Brady reporting for us from London. Let's bring things closer to home. Alan O'Reilly from Carlo Weather is with us. Alan, we haven't quite got to the level of red weather warnings, but I'm seeing an awful lot of yellow from Met Éireann.
No, we have some yellow weather warnings in operation until 9 a.m. on Friday for high temperatures. And we will see temperatures increasing again today, possibly up to 29 degrees again in parts of the southeast, Clonmel and Piltown. Yesterday hit over 29 degrees, and there's a chance they could, that those areas could hit it again today. But it's tomorrow really we're looking at from an Irish point of view in terms of the peak of the temperatures, where 30 degrees is likely to be reached in many parts. But there is a small chance that we could break the all-time record of 33.3 degrees tomorrow. It looks like Connacht, kind of Castlebar area. I think the Newport Furnace, as it's called, which is maybe aptly named, Anton, could be the station to keep an eye on in terms of the record, but certainly very high temperatures tomorrow across Ireland.
And what are we looking like for the weekend?
It does start to break down, and that breakdown could bring some very severe thunderstorms. Now, they're very tricky to forecast, but tomorrow night into Friday morning, there's a risk of severe thunderstorms in the northwest of the country. We will see some more showers developing widely on Saturday, but temperatures will be dropping well back. So for those of us that don't like the heat, the good news is by Saturday, things will really be starting to cool back down to more normal levels, but there will be some showers. But Sunday's looking a pretty good day at the moment, so maybe a little bit more enjoyable than the 30s.
Alan, thank you very much. Alan O'Reilly there from Carlo Weather. If you want to get in touch with the show, you can text us 53106 or 087 1400 106. Just
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage,
in association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk, conversation that counts.